Okay, hi, my name is Lucy Guerriere, and I'm interviewing you at, the location is at Turner Tech. Could you please state your name?
My name, you want me to spell it or just call it?
State it and spell it. State it and spell it.
My name is James M. Moss. James M. Moss.
Okay, is that what you go by now?
That's my name.
Okay, what was your childhood like? Your childhood.
What was my childhood like?
Yeah.
Beautiful. You know, I could stop right there. My childhood was beautiful. I grew up in a very, most of my childhood, I wouldn't say most, but the most important years of my childhood, which is the earlier years, mm-hmm. I grew up in a kind of primitive place. No electric lights, no, thing to distract you when young people, television and all that kind of stuff. There was nothing like that there. So, and I considered beautiful because I really just, after become a man and grow up, I just really, I took note of what I have lost when I left there.
Wait, what affected you as a child that you wish you could change now?
That which I could change?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the as a child, what I would wish to change would be at that time I would wish, and I guess at that time I would wish I had more modern equipment to deal with in school or something like that. But that has been accomplished, so I guess I can't very well answer that question.
Okay. Did anything influence you, like, to become active in the civil rights movement?
What was it like to become active in the civil?
Were you active?
I think every black person was active in the civil rights movement, in a sense. I haven't been to Washington when Martin Luther King gave his speech. I was not in Virginia Key when Garth Reeves and Thedo Gibson and those waving into the water, wherever beach it was. But I was in full support of all of that. In other words, I would have given my right hand, more or less, to support that.
How did you experience racism, and what was your reaction to oppression?
I have a hard hearing, and you got to speak a little louder.
Okay. How did you experience racism, and what was your reaction to oppression? Did you experience it in any way?
What was my experience in the...
with racism.
Oh. I explained to some young people just a while ago that one of the things that I experienced in racism, the first thing when I came from the Bahamas here to America, the first encounter I had with racism was in Homestead, and I told the young person that. I was living there with my father, and usually I would want to go to Miami to visit my uncle, and in doing so, I'd ride a bus. And in going to get my ticket for the bus, I have to stand on the porch and ask until the lady come and finds out from me what I would like to have. Mm-hmm. And she comes out there, I say, well, I want a ticket to go to Miami. And then she say, well, give me your money, son, give her the money, and she goes back and bring the ticket. Mm-hmm. Okay. Secondly, I have experienced was the second encounter I had with racism and segregation was when I get to the bus, then I have to deal with this bus driver. The bus driver will pick the tickets from every white person that's
so he was racial.
On the way. And then after getting all the white tickets, he decided that he would take mine. Mind me, I'm shaking this ticket in his eyes all the time. So those are the kind of things that...
Were you ever called the word nigger? If so, what was it like?
No white people have called me nigger, but I know they call me that all the time when I'm not there.
Were your parents strong-minded? Were your parents strong-minded?
Strong-minded? yeah, my parents were pretty strong-minded.
Did they teach you to be strong-minded?
They taught me a whole lot of things. They taught me a whole lot of things, like my grandmother particularly was kind of very instrumental in my bringing up, because when my mother sent me to Kukudan, I mentioned Kukudan, I went to live with my grandmother, and my grandmother had a session with us every morning, like around maybe 4:30 in the morning, because we had to get up early to go to school, because sometimes, you had to walk to school, and school was like, 4 or 5 miles. So you had to walk to school, and she would get us up, and she would talk to us about behaving in the school, and paying attention to the teacher, and being respectful to the teacher, and don't bother with other people's property, and don't bother with other people's children. Those are the kind of strong teaching that we have.
So she taught you to behave, right?
The behavior, yes.
Did you attend college, right?
Pardon me?
Did you attend college?
I attended junior college.
Oh.
And I'm still thinking about going back to college.
How many black kids do you remember got rejected for college?
How many black kids you?
Do you remember that got rejected from the college?
From the college?
Mm-hmm.
None from Dade, I know.
None from Dade?
No, not that I know of. You know, I was more or less concerned with my thing in college. I wasn't thinking about black kids getting rejected.
When did you move to Miami?
I moved to Miami 1944. That's a long time.
Were there any racism going on still, right? There were racism still going on. Segregation?
Segregation was full bloom.
Okay. What else do you remember about those days of segregation?
With segregation, I have experienced some pretty bad vibes of segregation, particularly with Bell Telephone Company, because I thought that I would, working for Bell Telephone Company, I thought that I would be able to move more rapidly in the company. But segregation was a setback for me with Bell Telephone Company. And it never began to get good for me until after the Supreme Court's decision with Brown versus Education or whatever that was stated. And then I wrote a letter asking to get into the mainstream of the company, and they sent me a letter and asked me to go to take a test, and I took the test, and I found then I began to move up in the company. And in doing so, I experienced that there was a mass difference between in salary. From where I was before, 18 years, I worked for Bell Telephone Company, and just this one entrance step put me $40 a week more than I was getting for the 18 years that I was working there. That really kind of struck me hard. However, I did move on with Bell Telephone Company in the engineering department. And when I retired from Bell Telephone Company, I retired as a long line technician, and I did make some strides there.
Is there any like particular story you would like to tell us, like that happened during when you was a child?
Some devilish things. I don't want to tell you that.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell you some good things that happened to me. When I was a child, I was kind of interested in music, and singing, and I entered quite a few little plays and whatnot, and I thought they were so beautiful. And my first fish I caught, I think that was one of the happiest days of my life.
Did you play any instruments?
Yes, I played saxophone.
Saxophone? Yeah. When you were like in high school, did you participate in any bands or choir?
No. I went to school in the Bahamas. You must remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I came here and did not get me the a diploma. So when I came here, I went to Northwestern. This was after I got married now. Uh-huh. All these great things happened then after I got married. I discovered that you can't take care of wife and children. You got to know what you're doing. You got to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I discovered I started to play the saxophone after I got married. I took the money and bought the saxophone. My wife said, "You took my child, milk money, and bought this thing?" But so I had to use a saxophone to take care of my family, and that was one of the main reasons that I could do that. One of the things that I did. I went to Northwestern, and there was a course called Communism versus Government or something. I can't remember that. I took that course, and you had to take that course so you can to get a GED diploma. I took the course and took the other test, and I got a GED diploma because I didn't bring one with me from the Bahamas. Okay.
How did your school handle? How did your school handle the effort integration when integration was going on?
My school?
Schools, yeah.
Okay, well, as I said, I didn't really attend no school here no more than I went to night school and took those two courses, government and and American history along with communism versus something, I can't remember.
Okay, what thoughts do you remember about during the 1950s and the 1960s?
Talk slowly. You know you talk real fast.
Oh, sorry. I said, what thoughts do you remember during the 1950s and the 1960s?
Pardon the interruption, teachers and students. Roston Hall, if you're in the building, you need it in Mr. Montero's office.
Sorry about that. What thoughts do you remember, like, during the 1950s and the 1960s?
What else I remember?
Yeah, do you remember anything from that time?
Well, I could remember that, you know, we always in an area and call Overtown, more or less. You have it Overtown?
Yeah.
And to me, that was a happy little area. It was segregated, of course. When I say segregated, I mean it was set aside from other areas. It was not segregated within itself, but it was set aside from other areas. And I think it was nice. People were happy there, and there were a whole lot of things happened there. And it seemed to me, the more I go, it seemed to me that maybe we have lost that kind of knitting, that kind of togetherness. Somehow the integration itself might have more or less become not so much of a blessing, but a slight curse. That's my opinion. Because we have lost some values since integration to me. And that's my opinion again. I see the way young people are acting and the way they carry on nowadays is so different from my time. And rightly so, it's a different time. A whole lot of things that excite young people that we didn't have during my time. And a whole lot to make young people, turn young people away from what I may consider to be value than we have had in our time. So to me, we lost quite a bit when we lost that kind of amalgamation, that kind of togetherness that we've had during the segregation time.
I know this interview was short, but is there anything you want to say?
No, that's about all. I'd like to say that I really appreciate the fact that you asked me to talk to you. I wish that someday we can set up something that we can talk a little longer,
okay.
And we can ask some other questions different from integrations and some other question pertaining to life and living and things like that, because I'm really disturbed the way I mentioned, I think you were here when I mentioned it, how some of our young people are acting, and I think we need to kind of wake up and start moving, trying to save ourselves, so to speak. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.